Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about standards. Now, basically, when I talk about standards, why am I bringing this to you? So I'm bringing this topic to you guys because, plain and simple, if you don't have standards for how you're operating within your training, how you're operating within your life, how you allow other people to operate around you, your life's not going to be nearly what it can be. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, my own development of these standards in my life and areas that I'm still working on improving those standards. But then also how they can come back to affect you and how they can come back to benefit you. So the first thing that I started realizing when I started thinking about, you know, holding higher standards in my life was thinking about, you know, what I allow myself to accept. So this was, you know, just with life overall, when people are around me, what do I allow myself to accept? And I realized that for a long time, I accepted basically anything from people because I was so desperate for people to accept me that I would be willing to let people walk all over me, treat me like shit, talk about me however they were going to talk about me, whatever the hell it was fine by me because I was just so desperate to be accepted. You know, I was in a relationship for a long time, and looking back on it now, I'm able to completely wish her well and, you know, hope everything with her is going well. But at the time, the relationship was not a good relationship for me. But I was willing to accept it because in my own mind, I was like, man, I'd rather have someone that I'm not happy with than be alone, which looking back is like laughable. But at the time, that was my standard. My standard was do literally anything you possibly can to have someone who loves you. But over time, looking back at that relationship and looking back at many other relationships in my life, I realized that that standard made no fucking sense if I want to actually have a life I'm happy with, if I actually want to have a life that is worth living. So I changed the standard. People aren't allowed in my circle, around me, in my life, especially in an intimate way like a relationship, if they don't bring some sort of positive value to my life. Now, again, that's not to say that it's a one-way street. You need to provide all these benefits for me and I don't need to do shit for you. My standard for myself is that I always provide value to the people that are around me in my life as well, because I believe that that relationships are an exchange of value. I need to bring something to you and you need to bring something to me, right? And this also doesn't mean that people that are in my life need to, you know, bend over backwards to do things for me, but they just need to not be draining my energy. They need to be a positive influence on my life, not a negative influence on my life. And they need to help raise me up so that I can help raise them up too. And that is the new standard. And over the last number of years, I've spent a long time creating that standard. And there are still times where I find it slip and still times where I find I try to do too much for other people and don't get that same return from the relationship. But the standard is set that I do my best to only surround myself with people who help me grow and people who I can help grow, because that is the direction that I want to take my own life, right? So that's standard of self and standard of the people around me. Now, how does this come back to you? How does this come back to athletes? How does this come back to training? Now, the way this comes back to you is because you've got to start looking at your own training the same way. If you have a goal of being a UFC champion, if you have a goal of, you know, rising to the top ranks, making millions of dollars, creating this incredible life for yourself, then how do you expect to do that without high standards? How do you expect to do that without high standards for yourself and high standards for the teammates you have around you? So let me break it down like this. If you have these high level goals, start thinking about how you approach your day-to-day life. In the last 2 weeks, how many training sessions have you skipped? In the last 2 weeks, how many times have you eaten fast food? In the last 2 weeks, how many nights have you stayed up way past the time you were supposed to, ended up, you know, playing video games, watching TV, whatever the fuck it was, gone to bed super late and woken up the next day feeling like shit? How many training sessions have you gone to without actually properly fueling your body with good food? So when you think about those things, when you come up with those answers, ask yourself now, is the world champion version of me approaching his training this way or approaching her training this way? And the chances are probably not, right? So the way that the standards come back to you is ask yourself, what am I willing to accept from myself? What am I willing to accept from myself? And when you come up with those answers, don't think about you today, right now. Think about you where you actually want to be, right? If you want to be a UFC champion, ask yourself, what does UFC champion version of me accept in his day-to-day life or her day-to-day life? And when you ask yourself that question, then ask yourself, is today version of me measuring up? Right? Because if the version of you today is not measuring up to the standards that UFC champion version of you has, you've got to make some changes. Because you don't get to that kind of level by accident. You just don't. You don't get to that kind of level by accident. And if you don't change your standard, if you don't upgrade your standard, you're never going to achieve that level of success you're looking for. And guys, when I talk about that within training, within, you know, preparation for your sport, all of that, I'm not just talking training. I'm talking habits outside of the sport. Like, one of the biggest shifts for me over the last few years was drinking. For anybody who knows me and has known me for quite a while, I've always loved this industry. I've always wanted to be a coach. I've always wanted to, you know, work with athletes, all of that. But until the last probably 2 years, I would work super hard all week and then party twice as hard on the weekend. And I'm not sitting here telling you, you can't ever go out and have a few drinks or you can't ever have a little bit of fun, but like, it was a problem for me. And over COVID, I started realizing, I was like, every time I go out and do this, I feel shitty the next day. And then I probably miss enough sleep that it kind of affects me for 2 days. And then it throws off my next week. And it's like, if I have high level goals, I want to work with high level athletes, I want to, you know, achieve big things in my industry. How am I going to say that and then operate in a way where I'm losing 2 to 3 days of every single one of my weeks for a night out drinking? It doesn't add up, right? So if wanting to work with high level professional athletes, travel the world, teach what he does, make a lot of money version of Kenny wouldn't accept that kind of behavior, wouldn't accept going out drinking, getting drunk, making a fool of himself, why am I accepting it today? So I stopped. Because again, you can't look at the standards that you have for yourself today. You need to look at the standards that the number one top level version of you down the road would have for them. And when you look at life that way, when you operate from that place, you're going to start to notice a lot of behaviors that don't serve you anymore. You're going to start to notice a lot of things that you do that you probably shouldn't still be doing. And guys, this is by no means me coming in and saying I'm this perfect human being who makes no mistakes and has no lapses in their standards or no lapses in their, you know, day-to-day actions. I absolutely do. One of the big ones right now that I'm working on is keeping my living space cleaner. Because like, it's never, you know, dirty and disgusting, but my day to day, I'm working a lot on my business. I'm spending all my time, you know, helping athletes, doing all these things. And I know that I do a very good job of it. But when I come home, I get lazy. You know, I leave things out. I don't necessarily put everything away. Like, so now my next level of those standards is I want to come across professional in every area of my life. I want to come across, you know, as a higher level individual in every area of my life. And if I'm leaving my shit out everywhere and, you know, keeping things kind of messy and all that at home, I don't feel good about that. And so the next standard that I'm working on keeping is my standards within, you know, how my apartment looks. And so there's always a next standard. There's always a next move. There's always a next thing you're doing to operate at a higher level. But my challenge for you guys coming out of this, and what I hope you guys take away from this, is to start looking at where those standards are lacking, right? Whether it is in the social circle. Like I said, my standard for my social circle is that you help me grow and I help you grow. If you are draining energy from my life and bringing me down, you are not around me anymore. And the same thing that, you know, because that sucks me into a negative place, and then that changes how I approach my day to day, and I just don't tolerate that shit. So if you bring me to that place, we're not hanging out anymore. So is it your social circle like it used to be for me? Is it how you operate in your training? You show up every day, but you're not really giving that standard of, you know, showing up on time, giving it 100%, doing everything you can to learn. Is it your recovery that, you know, you skip those recovery sessions, you skip those extra meals, you skip, you know, out on getting a good night's sleep? Like, what area are you lagging behind, and what do you need to fix to level closer to that top level version of you? So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got some value from it. If you did, I would love to know what it is. Shoot me a message across any of my social media platforms. And as always, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.